Today, our good news, no sweat news comes back for a our final no sweat news of the day. Dateline TikTok.
Oh.
Now, there's a woman on TikTok named Lexi Cady. She started something called the Venmo Challenge on her TikTok page. And she asked her followers, I don't have TikTok, not because of any Chinese influence. I just can't handle another social network right now. But she asked her followers to donate what they can, even if it's a couple of cents. And then she uses that money to leave gigantic tips at restaurants for servers.
Oh, wow. Good for her. Wow, that's very, very generous.
Her last giant tip just happened July 4th weekend. She went to a cheesecake factory in Baltimore and dropped a $628 tip on the lunch she got for, like, her and her mom.
Holy mackerel.
$628.
That is insane.
As you can imagine, the waitress pretty much broke down and cried. So that's kind of cool, right?
Good for her.
Dateline Facebook. Here's another good news, no sweat news story. Facebook for story number two. Tens of thousands of people have joined Facebook groups and become wine fairies over the pandemic.
Excuse me, wine fairy?
Wine fairy.
That's what I called my Aunt Janine. You know, she likes to tip them back.
I hear that. Here's what happens when you join...
Oh, wait, wine floozy. Sorry, Aunt Janine, we forgot.
I was wondering about that. I didn't want to say it because, you know... I don't want to get in our bad side.
But I can. Hi, Aunt Janine. Yeah. You damn wine floozy.
You lush you. Jeez. Put them away for a second, would you? Well, the wine fairy groups are groups that put together gift baskets that include wine and, you know, notes and snacks and so forth. And they leave them anonymously on people's doorsteps.
Oh!
Hundreds of chapters have popped up all over the country. One of them is called the Sisterhood of the Traveling Wine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The biggest group we've seen has 80,000 members. Now, some of those 80,000 probably joined up to say, hey, can I get a delivery?
Yeah.
But some people are actually, you know, dropping off random wine bottles to random people in their neighborhood. Well, I like it.
What's not to like?
Right?
My gosh, I'm getting free alcohol.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm signing up for this.
Now, Dateline Suburban Roads for story number three. The pandemic may have saved the lives of thousands of wild animals during the lockdown.
Oh, how's that?
Well, they didn't get hit by cars.
Oh.
Thousands of wild animals did not get hit by a car or a front bumper.
Wow.
With driving down 70% this past spring, there was a significant drop in the number of reports of cars hitting wild animals. And that goes almost as much for car accidents in general, down 50% in California.
Down 50%? Yeah. That's good news, I guess.
I mean, it's good news unless you're a repair shop.
Yeah, right. A mechanic.
There's your bread and butter.
I guess you're right.
You know, or if you're, I hate to be morbid, but or if you're if you're on a list needing an organ because,
oh my
gosh. The kidneys come from somewhere, Dave.
Oh, they better not come from some sort of raccoon or something that I hit on the side of the road.
No, but the accident victims behind the wheel is a big source.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, I hate to be morbid here, but
oh, it's less, far too late for that.
Less roadkill, so there you go.
Oh, drive carefully out there today, Rat Rock Nation.
Yes.
Wear a seatbelt.
Please do. And a mask, goddammit, once you get in public around people. Thank you.
It took a dark turn.
It really did. Sorry.
I'm scared.
Tomorrow we do the No Sweat News quiz. Here's what we do. We read four stories on air. Three were actually part of our No Sweat News and featured on the podcast page at WRAT.com right now. One, I'm going to be making up today.
A little after 4:20.
Oh, boy.
If you can spot that phony story, the one I made up, you got a great shot at winning the 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and those awesome Rad Radio bandanas.
Which are really cool. Everyone's clamoring for these bandanas, man.
Mm-hmm. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.